Coda, some thought about a shoe set me to stringing the eye holes of a memory. My mother, the old dear, would eschew such knowledge now for other than my ear. But when she was a few months married, was in fact still singing, she wore a pair of emu feathered slippers from the bed and dangled lazily about a little spangle house. I suppose she spent time winding up her hair. It was then red, and washed a few cups, the usual recess. I've seen a blouse she wore in those days, tucked to a formal stiffness, sweetly white. How thin she was. The picture doesn't catch the tones of skin, the essence of her freshness, her light buoyancy. Now, when she goes about with feathers, she wears them upon hats. It seems so odd to me that once she owned a poodle who loved her silly shoes and took them up like bones to chew and ate the feathers of long dead emus. Because in all the time I lived with her, she wore the plainest shoes and all our pets were cats.